I'll now hand over to Alison to introduce the third set of news stories.
We now have news of Anglia Square developments and of the successful events in Norwich last weekend. The Anglia Square traders who have been moved are very happy with their new homes. And Aviva has been announced as the City Council's partner for the future development of Anglia Square. The Lord Mayor's procession on Sunday was sun-drenched. The Lanes Summer Fair had record attendance, and many people, including today's editor, were astonished to see a huge Chinook helicopter outside the Forum. Phil will read the first Anglia Square article.
Businesses forced to move out of Anglia Square ahead of its demolition say they are enjoying their new homes, and some may not move back. The £34 million raising of Anglian Square is due to begin ahead of the site's redevelopment into a leisure and shopping area with 1,100 homes. To allow work to start, a new temporary location for firms in the square is being created. The so-called box park will be made up of 80 repurposed shipping containers under the flyover in Magdalen Street. However, the project is still going through planning permission, meaning businesses have had to find other alternatives.
Aviva has signed a landmark deal with Norwich City Council to get building work started on the redevelopment of Anglia Square. The authority has confirmed its investment partnership with the insurance firm to lead works on the site, where it hopes to build 1,100 new homes. The cost of acquiring and clearing the site has been covered by a £34 million government grant handed to City Hall, and the new partnership is expected to help support the next stage of development. Mike Stunnard, leader of the council, hailed the deal as a monumental moment in the history of the city. Ben Luckett, chairman of Aviva Capital Partners, said, "Aviva is proud to be making such a major investment in Norwich, a city which has been our home for over 200 years. This vital regeneration project will bring significant economic and social benefits, helping Norwich to get ready for the future. By working with Norwich City Council and Homes England, this will be a development the city can be proud of."
The sun-kissed streets of Norwich came alive as carnival fever gripped the city. With temperatures more befitting Rio de Janeiro than Norfolk, the 2025 Lord Mayor's procession had more than a bit of a samba feel to it. Families lined the streets in their droves as crowds of people, young and old, clambered to get a better glimpse of the parade as it sauntered past. Starting out from Norwich Cathedral at 3 p.m. on Saturday, a gaggle of musicians, children, dancers, acrobats and huge puppets snaked their way slowly through the city of Chapelfield Gardens. Led by the city's ceremonial snapdragon, the procession, which included Lord Mayor Paul Kendrick, slowly passed throngs of people who lined the route. It included Tombland, Queen Street, St Andrew's Street, Exchange Street, Gentleman's Walk past Norwich Market, Haymarket, Brig Street and Theatre Street, before ending in Chapelfield Gardens.
A record 30,000 people flocked to the city for the Norwich Lanes Summer Fair 2025. The event saw the area filled with street food vendors, market stalls, live music and DJ booths. Chart-topping rapper Professor Green performed a surprise set outside Dick's Bar, and the Red Arrows put on a spectacular smoke display as they flew directly over Norwich Market. The fair was organised by a team of volunteers from the Norwich Lanes Association, which has estimated that it brought an additional £500,000 to the local economy. A spokesman from the Norwich Lanes said, "This is a remarkable event put on to celebrate the wonderful Norwich Lanes, the largest city centre all-independent business community in the UK."
A huge helicopter touched down in the city as a centrepiece for a weekend event. The Royal Air Force's RAF recruitment team arrived with one of its Chinook helicopters on show outside the Forum. It was part of the RAF's series of recruitment shows across the UK during the summer. Squad leader Tim Thresher, who's been in the RAF for 40 years, said, "We want to give the public an opportunity to engage with RAF personnel and find out about what the RAF does and the professions available to them." The helicopter was the centrepiece of our display, used as a battlefield helicopter to transport troops and military equipment.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were me, Alison Aplin, and Phil Harrison. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.